Malgus bounded into the shuttle as it set down near the temple.
The Lysian spaceport,
he said to the pilot.
Quickly!
Yes, my lord.
He tried again to raise Alina on the comm, but got no response. With each moment that passed, his concern grew. He recognized that his emotions were driving him, controlling him. Knew, too, the weakness it evidenced. But he could not let her come to harm. Not by a Jedi. Angrel's admonition bounced around his brain. Passions can lead to mistakes. The pilot's voice over the comm disrupted his train of thought.
Have you heard the news from Alderaan, my lord?
What news?
Malgus said, his muscles bunched, as if in anticipation of a blow or combat. The blow came and hit him hard.
There are rumors that an accord has been reached, and that a peace treaty will be signed later today. In exchange for the turnover of certain outlying systems to Imperial control, Coruscant will be returned to the Republic.
The pilot's words pushed Angrel's words out of Malgus's brain and ricocheted around in his head like blaster shots. Outlying systems. Coruscant, return to the Republic. Peace. The words applied heat to Malgus's already bubbling emotions. He thought of Angrel and Adras sitting somewhere together, drinking wine, and thinking they had accomplished something by forcing the Republic to surrender some insignificant systems, when in fact they had poisoned the body of the Empire with the venom of peace.
Peace.
He paced the compartment, fist clenched, a wild animal tiring of its cage. His thoughts veered between Alina on the one hand, Angrel and Adras on the other.
Peace!
He slammed his fist into the bulkhead. Welcome the pain. They thought they could tame him, Angrel and Adras. Thought they could use Alina to domesticate him. And wasn't that what she wanted too? She who sought to be his conscience. She who asked him to put love before his duty to the Empire. Malgus's brewing anger boiled over into rage. He slammed his fist down on the work table, denting it. He picked up a chair and threw it against the bulkhead, drove his fist through the small vid screen built into the wall.
Is everything all right, Darth Malgus?
The pilot called over the comm.
Everything is fine,
Malgus said, though nothing was.
Coming up on the spaceport now, my lord.
Zerid watched T7 work, anxious. His internal clock was running. They needed to keep moving. Having jacked into the spaceport safety and fire suppression system, T7 was to send a false signal into the network, tricking the sensors into detecting a fuel gas leak in the landing bay where the Imperial shuttles had landed. An alarm indicating the leak of highly explosive fuel gas should trigger evacuation and venting procedures. Or so Zerid hoped. The droid's metal arms worked their magic. T7 cut a wire here, soldered there, reattached several cables here, then plugged into the interface he had rewired. His low whistles and chirps told Zerid he was communicating with the spaceport's network. After a short time, the droid retracted his metal arms into the cylinder of his body.
Done?
Zerid asked. T7 beeped an affirmative. Zerid slapped him on the head, and the droid protested with a low beep.
Then let's go,
Zerid said. He and Aaron sprinted across the roof toward the launch doors, with T7 wheeling after them. Zerid counted down from 10 in his head. Just as they reached the launch doors, just as he finished his countdown, sirens began to wail, audible even from the roof. A mechanical voice spoke over the facility speakers.
A hazardous substance spill has occurred in Landing Bay 16B. There is significant danger. Please move rapidly toward the nearest exit. A hazardous substance spill has occurred in Landing Bay 16B.
If T7 did his job,
Zerid said, and the droid beeped indignantly.
The system will detect the fuel gas leak in the pad right below us. When it does, it should open the launch doors automatically to vent the gas.
The roof vibrated as the launch doors unsealed and started slowly to slide open.
Nicely done, Zerid said to the droid.